Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, July 10th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Delancey W. Gill. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we dive into fascinating Wikipedia articles for a stimulating dose of knowledge. Today's episode focuses on Delancey W. Gill, a pivotal but perhaps lesser-known figure in American ethnography and photography. Delancey W. Gill was a man of many talents, most renowned for his contributions as a photographer and an artist at the Smithsonian Institution during the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Born on May 22, 1859, in Camden, South Carolina, he lived through a transformative period in American history, seeing the post-Civil War Reconstruction and the rapid industrialization and urbanization of the United States. While working at the Bureau of American Ethnology, Gill became an integral part of efforts to document Native American cultures, capturing thousands of photographs that offer invaluable insights into various tribes' cultures and ways of life. These photographs are not just artistic projects. They are historical documents providing irreplaceable context about indigenous peoples. Here's something that might make you think. How often do we consider the importance of visual documentation in preserving history? Gill's work is a testament to how powerful photography can be in conserving heritage that might otherwise have been lost in the annals of time. His work often brings up ethical questions that are worth pondering. Gill documented many ceremonies and daily activities of Native American communities with a genuine interest and respect. However, the relationship between the photographer and his subjects can be complex, layered with issues of consent, representation, and power dynamics. Have you ever thought about how the photographer's perspective influences the narrative of their subjects? As viewers, do we question what's outside the frame as much as what's inside it? Gill's collaboration with anthropologists and other field workers facilitated a comprehensive understanding of Native American societies, further enriching the Smithsonian's archives. But it also poses a curious ethical question. To what extent can and should outsiders document and interpret cultures to which they do not belong? It's worth noting that Gill was often deeply embedded within the communities he photographed, and his long-standing relationships suggest a degree of trust and mutual respect. Interestingly, Gill was also a painter, and his artistry is visible in the composition and sensitivity of his photographs. One can observe a careful attention to detail and a genuine effort to represent his subjects in a dignified and respectful manner. His artistry in both fields speaks to a meticulous character dedicated to visual storytelling. Consider this. Have you ever looked at a photograph that moved you emotionally, only to find yourself wondering about the story behind it, the implications, and the context? In many ways, Gill's work asks us to consider these layers of meaning more deeply. One of his most iconic works is a photograph of a Dakota woman named Zitkala Saw, a writer, editor, musician, teacher, and political activist. This image not only captures her physical appearance, but also serves to immortalize her contributions to the cultural and political landscapes of her time. Zitkala Saw was instrumental in the fight for Native American rights, and Gill's documentation underscores her role in history, providing a face to a significant figure in the social justice movements of her day. Reflecting on this, how do you think photographic documentation affects the longevity and impact of someone's legacy? Besides his work with indigenous communities, Gill also documented a variety of other subjects, contributing photographs to a large number of Smithsonian reports and publications. His acute skill with the camera and eye for detail made him a sought-after artist in scientific circles. This highlights another dimension of his career, the intersection of art and science. What's fascinating is that Gill didn't start as a photographer. He was originally trained in painting. His transition to photography serves as a testament to how skills in one artistic discipline can enrich another. Perhaps it's a prompt for all of us to think about how we might leverage our own diverse skills in complementary ways. Delancey W. Gill passed away on March 25, 1940, but his legacy continues to influence fields such as anthropology, art history, and photographic studies. His work remains a vital part of the Smithsonian's collections, continually accessed by researchers and the general public alike, providing a window into America's past. For anyone intrigued and wanting to delve deeper in Delancey W. Gill's contributions, I encourage you to visit his Wikipedia page and explore other resources linked there. Pictures, after all, are worth a thousand words, and his photographs tell volumes about the cultures he documented and the era he lived in. So, the next time you're at a museum or flipping through an old photograph, remember to ponder on the stories behind those images. Who captured them and why? What narratives are they trying to convey, and what perspectives might be missing? Engage with us on this intellectual journey and let these questions stir your curiosity. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Wikipedia. Stay curious and keep exploring the endless canvas of human knowledge. Until next time.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Delancey W. Gill. Thanks for listening. See you next time.